I take very seriously concerns that get raised by industry, just as I take seriously concerns raised by the agency, by the Hill, and by the acquisition workforce. When there are statutory deadlines, or when there are deadlines set out in an executive order, I understand the logic of saying we need to have an interim rule in place so that we can either meet the deadline or at least not be too far behind the deadline, because sometimes we're already behind the curve. I appreciate the temptation to use an interim rule, but I think the concerns that have been raised are legitimate concerns, and I have told my colleagues on the FAR Council and in other agencies, we need to take a hard look every time that we're considering using an interim rule to be sure that we're not doing it in any automatic way, in any mechanical way. We need to be persuaded that it's absolutely justified in this particular case. Not only that, when we do issue an interim rule, I don't want us to have a situation where we later issue a final rule that's essentially the same thing and we weren't really considering comments. If we issue an interim rule, people get to comment, and those comments need to be taken seriously. And it's not acceptable to say, well, we're going to issue the final rule identical to the interim because we were in a rush. We need to be sure this process is the open process. And that's really consistent with the president's executive order regulation. We need to be sure that our regulations make sense, that they're not unduly burdensome, and that the public comment period is respected.
But I think what industry is saying and what, you know, what the pressure that's being put on agencies is because the interim rules have an effective date that are usually fairly soon, maybe not immediately, but maybe a week, maybe less than a month. And I think that's where the concern comes in. If you had an interim rule with an effective date that was 3 months from the publishment, then at least there's been some time there to get used to it, to get going. But the green acquisition one is a good example. There was almost an immediate effective date, and that really is causing a lot of heartburn in industry, and I imagine with agencies too, because now they have to buy a certain way as well. If you've told them to only use it when absolutely necessary, that doesn't say that they're not going to – obviously there's still room – there's a place for interim rules. But what can you do to alleviate some of those concerns from industry to say – we're going to take a second look, or we're going to make sure that the interim rules we have put out recently are going to really take comments into effect and really improve upon them or maybe tweak them as necessary.
We are in the midst of those discussions right now, including on the sustainability regulations. Well, obviously, I'm not going to get into the details, but I'll repeat what I said. I have told people that we need to be more careful about this. We need to be sure that the rules are justified. We are also exploring other ways to get feedback from industry and other stakeholders very early in the process. We've had public meetings for many rules. I want to be sure that we're using the public meeting avenue whenever we can, because there could be situations where we might have to issue an interim rule because of a statutory deadline. But if we've been able to get industry input early on, at least the interim rule could benefit from having gotten that input from a public meeting.
Let me shift a little bit. You talked about one guidance coming around business cases for multiple award contracts. Can you give us a status update?
We already have a FAR rule that's out there, but what we're supplementing the FAR rule, as we often do, by providing more specific guidance. And that business case guidance is being finalized now. I never like to make predictions about exactly when something is going to be issued, but it is close to final, and I would imagine it will be getting out shortly. It will, as I said in the session, it will be telling the agencies, and we developed it with the agencies, so it will be no surprise, but telling agencies that they need to think about duplication before they start their own contract, especially if their own contract is going to be a large dollar one.